It's time for Lindsay's Lowdown, supported by Carla McLean, your St. Joseph Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 2560 South Cleveland Avenue. Here's Lindsay's Lowdown on the Nitty Gritty from Music City.
The Academy of Country Music announced its roster of performers for the event surrounding the ACM Award weekend. That's in Las Vegas, April 12th through the 15th. More than 40 artists, including people like Thomas Rhett, Kelsey Ballerini, Kip Moore, Midland, Old Dominion, and many more, are scheduled to take the stage at various Vegas venues for the 6th annual Party for a Cause event. Portions of the event proceeds will actually benefit the ACM Lifting Lives, which works to lift lives through the power of music. This is exciting news for country fans because it also means that we should soon be getting info on this year's actual ACM Awards. Scheduled to air live from the MGM Grand Garden Arena, that's in Vegas, on Sunday, the April 15th, so mark your calendar. The award show has yet to announce this year's host or award nominees or performers, so be listening here for details. You know, I'll keep you posted about them as I get them. Carrie Underwood donated $10,000 to the GoFundMe account of Justin Durrett, an assistant police chief in her hometown of Checkatow, Oklahoma, who was injured in an automobile crash on February 11th. Carrie donated the money under her married name, Carrie Fisher. Justin's GoFundMe campaign has raised almost $13,000 of its $20,000 goal, and the whopping 10 grand donation from Carrie being majority of that total. Angela Gentry, the widow of Montgomery Gentry's Troy Gentry, has filed a lawsuit against Sikorsky Aircraft Company and Keystone Helicopter Co., the manufacturers of the helicopter that Troy was in when he was killed in a crash on September 8th of last year. The lawsuit claims that there were multiple defects in the aircraft. Counts against the defendants include negligence and the liability and breach of warranty. The plaintiffs have requested a jury trial. Troy, who's just 50 years old at the time of his death, left behind his wife of 17 years and two daughters, Taylor, who is 24, and Kaylee, who is 15. That's all for today's Lowdown, supported by Carla McLean with Edward Jones Investments. If your job situation is changing because of layoffs or restructuring, it's very important to review your retirement plan. Edward Jones Financial Advisor Carla McLean can help. Stop by at our office, 2560 South Cleveland Avenue in St. Joe. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.